Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by the Automated Client Machine. This system brings you daily sales and calls booked on your calendar without burning cash on ads, posting on social media, jumping on thousands of podcasts, or doing any kind of cold outreach at all. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. You can grab the step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we do this without risking a single dollar on ads at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Dave Burnett. He's a seasoned entrepreneur, investor, and digital marketing expert with over 25 years of experience building and scaling businesses. He's best known as the founder of AOKmarketing.com, promotionalproducts.com, and the co-founder of Achievers.com, sold for $110 million. Dave's journey is defined by perseverance. After securing a dream domain through 16 years of follow-up and recovering from a traumatic brain injury while still running multiple companies, he's proven that resilience fuels results. Dave, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Well, I hate to be that guy and just, it's not that most people don't think of it. It's just most people haven't taken the time to figure it out. So if you sleep for 7 hours and 20 minutes every night, there's 16 hours and 40 minutes left in the day. You divide that into 10 minute chunks and you get exactly 100 10 minute chunks in your day. So I actually put a chart on my desk every day with 100, you know, just blocks. In 10-minute blocks, and I just write down what I'm doing in those blocks, and I do the best that I can in that, you know, in that block to get the most out of it I can. So it's not that, you know, it's not anything necessarily new. It's just a different way to think about it.
110-minute blocks. You know, I don't think anybody's ever presented productivity in that way. So that's fascinating. And what it also does, though, is it talks about how productive rest could be, because some of those 10-minute blocks you're gonna actively do nothing because otherwise you're just gonna like collapse.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and this is the awake time, right? This 110-minute blocks is just the time that you're awake. If you sleep that much, you sleep a little bit more, hey, you know, you want to have a nap for 100 blocks. So I view them, and I'm holding this up for anybody who can see this, but like as you have an entire 10 blocks, I think of that as chunks. So what I try to do is I have on my desk is I have a timer. And with this timer, right, I got 2 minutes and 47 seconds left on my 100-minute block. So I actually set this as 100 minutes, and then I just do a chunk. I shut off all the notifications. I focus on whatever that thing is that I'm trying to get done, and I work for an entire chunk on that thing. So
fascinating. It's kind of like a Pomodoro technique on steroids.
Yeah, I tried the Pomodoro technique, but then it didn't really work for me for whatever reason. And I was like, okay, you know, maybe it's my ADD, or maybe it's the, you know, that I didn't give me quite enough time, and it just wasn't working for me. So I had to develop something of my own. So this is what I got.
And I think that's another really good point here is productivity specifically and getting things done has more to do with what is the way that Dave can use to maximize Dave's ability to produce results, or Josh, or, you know, anybody, whoever you are. What is your highest and best use? And what is the machine or the method that works best for you? Because it's different for everyone. You know, I'm a productivity guy. I've recorded almost 300 episodes of a podcast about productivity. I've heard all of the things. And some of the things that I hear are like, wow, that's amazing. And some of them are like, there's no way I'll ever do that. But it just depends on who you are and what works for you.
Yeah. And I mean, my 10 cents on that is if you find something that works, it works for that person most of the time. But where I find it really breaks down is that when people, and I'm guilty of this myself, when you find something that works from somebody else, what you have to do, in my experience, is execute on that thing to the nth degree, to be the best student of that thing. And then live in that moment, live in that thing until you realize, okay, this part of it isn't working for me. And then you can feel free to adjust, improve. I've always fallen in the trap where you know what? That's not gonna, I'm gonna adjust this. I'm gonna tweak this thing. It's gonna make it a little bit better. I'm special. I'm a special person. This is gonna happen. I need this thing. But if you execute and then modify, you're gonna get much better results.
It reminds me of there's a Bruce Lee quote about this. Before I learned the art, a kick was a kick and a punch was a punch. While I was learning the art, I realized a kick was not a kick and a punch was not a punch. And after I mastered the art, I then discovered a kick was a kick and a punch was a punch. You know, and
It's
it's like this
very
journey, everything, like you look at things just completely differently depending on what side of it you're on.
well, and there's another quote I think is from him, is that, I don't fear a man who has done 1,000 different kicks. I fear the man who's done one kick 1,000 times. And so that is an interesting perspective as well.
Yeah, that's right. And so you're a guy that has had a lot of success in your life. You've thrown the same kick many times and gotten pretty good at it. And so talk to me a little bit about what it is that you're doing now and who you serve and who's a great fit for you.
Yeah, so we serve medium to large businesses on the digital marketing side. The promotional product side is anybody who needs something with a logo on it. We're happy to help people on that side of things. But where we're really evolving to is the GEO or SEO for AI or whatever you want to call it. We're doing some very interesting things on that side and built a tool called Limtel, which is LLMTEL.com. And you can go online and actually check out how you rank in all the different chatbots for searches that might interest you. So that's what we're doing. That's where we're interested right now. And what we're trying to do is help our clients and others get found by the AI machines. So that's what we're up to.
And it's kind of this pioneering next idea of SEO where we're seeing 60% of our screen when we go to Google is an AI result that has been basically curated for you. So you don't even have to decide anymore what's good or not. Now it comes with its risks, it comes with its downsides that you're letting a machine do most of the thinking for you and it may not present the information that you want. But that doesn't matter to most people. Most people just care about the result that's presented to them. And so the next challenge is, well, how do I get into that? Because the space is becoming ever smaller for us to grab the attention of our ideal client. And so how do we navigate that in this weird transition period that we're in?
Well, I think you're doing a brilliant thing, to be honest, in regards to, you're 300 episodes into your podcast, but podcasts are actually a real source of information for large language models. They're part of the training data, they're part of the search data. So by being on podcasts and talking about your expertise is actually a big advantage. And it's something that if you're on the Apple Podcasts and you publish the transcripts, you're actually giving a big advantage to the people who are on your podcast, as well as for yourself to increase your authority. Because the getting shown in the large language models is all about entity authority as opposed to page authority, which is what it used to be. You used to want to get a particular page ranked. Now your entire entity matters.
And explain to somebody in the audience who's totally not me the difference between page authority and entity authority.
For sure. So page authority is like, think about Starbucks. You Google Starbucks. You get Starbucks.com. You then say Starbucks near me, and you'll get different Starbucks locations with a map. And if you say Starbucks Frappuccino, you'll get the Starbucks Frappuccino page. That is page authority, where Starbucks Frappuccino takes you to the Starbucks Frappuccino page. But if you just Google Starbucks, on the right-hand side of Starbucks, there's kind of an image and it has information about founding and all the information about the entity, who's the CEO, and the public information about it. That is something called a knowledge panel. And a knowledge panel is fed by something called a knowledge graph. And so what the knowledge graph is how much authority online you have. So if you think about everything from your PR, different mentions that you've got on Reddit, Quora questions you're answering, all those different types of things create authority. The podcasts you're on create authority for your entity online. So you've kind of got your website authority, and then you've got your authority everywhere else by independent third-party people. And it's that independent third-party authority that matters in the SEO for AI side of things or geo side of things.
Okay, got it. And it makes sense. And so then really the idea here is if you are being mentioned in several places and you're proliferating original content, then there's a lot of emphasis placed on that with your LLM search.
Absolutely. And LLMs basically are just the average of everything that's out there. That's basically how they work. They are the next logical word in the sentence based on the average words that are out there. So it's one way to think about it is it's the average. So if you're saying something unique and you have unique authority associated with productivity, for example, then the best way to get found is to talk about original things, have guests on your show, and have that reference point so that all of a sudden the large language models know, okay, Josh is now associated with Dave, and therefore we are, we kind of share our authority. I get a little more authority associated with productivity. You get a little bit more authority associated with SEO for AI, those types of things. So that because we're now related in this discussion.
Yeah, makes sense. And so, who's the best fit to connect with your services right now? And where can they go to learn more?
Yeah, so it's all about medium to large businesses, and they can find me on LinkedIn's the best way. You can go to aokmarketing.com, and those are the best ways to find me. And I'm happy to help out for anybody who is looking to get more help on this side of things.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Dave Burnett, for joining us, sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets stuff done. For those of you who are interested in connecting with him, you can find him on LinkedIn or you can go to his website, aokmarketing.com. Whether you're on your morning commute, you're in the gym, or you're somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and calls booked without having to burn money on ads or run yourself ragged chasing down your next lead, get the automated client machine blueprint at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.